Greetings from the end of the kingdom. Series 7, episode 1. And here we are in Cornwall again, which is the point, which is why it's called Greetings from the End of the Kingdom, obviously. But series 7, this is quite a milestone for us, actually. So it's been an adventure. It's been a massive adventure, one that not a positive start. I mean, it's not terrible. It's not like the end of the world. Pun intended. But it was just like a series of things that have just kind of gone wrong. And so we started the day after, or bizarrely, right, we left on time, like at 7 o'clock on the dot, which is completely unlike us. Normally it's like half an hour late and, you know, we do that. Okay, but this time we actually left on time. And as I was rolling off the drive, the light for the air in my tyres came on. And I was like, oh, that's the one thing I didn't check. So we then went and got some air. And as I got out the car, I smashed my thumb and split my nails. So I was like, that was a bit of pain. But anyway, got on the road. That was fine. 60 is my new 70 with all the new laws that have come in for driving on the M25 and M3. So I was like, right, I'm not getting any points. And I'm certainly not getting a ticket. So that worked out. So it was a nice, pleasant journey getting here. Then we got to our first campsite, which is in a place called Rock. So it was not particularly easy to find, actually. It's a lovely, quaint little hilly village, as North Cornwall is, right? So it's particularly hilly. And when we got there, it was very sparse. I mean, it's clean, it was tidy, but there were two toilets, one male, one female. And then there's things like, you know, some bricks for your barbecue and a tap. That was it. And I swear when I booked it, there was a shower block, but apparently there wasn't a shower block. So kind of like Lucas sort of went into this, there's not a shower. So he was like, okay. Right, so I had to sort of, we sat there because I thought, well, we've paid for it, I might as well sit there and see what we can do. And anyway, so I ended up getting, finding another campsite, which was actually quite lovely, which is where we are now. The only thing, it's very hilly and, the car nearly slid down the hill getting here, which was not exactly funny, but it's still, it's actually right, and it's a really nice idea because there's lots of all of the sort of the camp, the pitch in it, pitches, right, are kind of secluded into sort of bushes, and our one is especially quite nice. Okay, however, there's a lot of young people here, and as is their right, you know, as you would do. You go camping with your mates and you drink beer and you have a great time, and that's exactly it. And there's kind of no rules, like, because we're spoilt when we go to places like Land's End, because it's, you know, it's a quiet family site, you know, so we're used to everything being turned off at 10 o'clock, you know, whereas here it's a group of young people who've come away for a nice holiday and they don't need a party pooper telling them to shut up, you know. And that's exactly how it is. To be fair, I don't know what they're like at 10 o'clock yet because we haven't got that far. But we are slap bang in the middle of all of their pitches. So I'm kind of wondering whether that would be... So we're meant to be here for another two nights and I just phoned up the Land's End campsite and have managed to secure another two nights for us there. So we're going to the theme park tomorrow, so we'll report on that, and I think I will report with the next or the second episode from Land's End. But I mean, this is, you know, if it was just me and I was here on my bike and it's this nice, you know, it's really, and the view is spectacular. It's the kind of a valley and rolling hills of Wadebridge and Newquay. Actually saying that, I'll remove that last phrase I just said, Newquay. I'll come back to that in a second because that's a whole different beast altogether. But it's a few years ago actually we stayed here because there's Watergate Bay, which is just a little way up the road, and I'd totally forgotten how close we are to that. And we decided to go to Newquay, and we drove through Watergate Bay, and it's lovely. I mean, it's windy roads, it's, you know, up and down, but it's really, really lovely spot. And I was contemplating walking down there actually, because something to do, something to pass the time. And it's a lovely little, you know, I think the England match starts soon. So Lucas is just laying down. I mean, it's, you know, it's been a long day. It's a long drive. We're both quite tired. So I was kind of wondering what we are actually going to do with that. But still, so we got to Newquay. And I kind of sort of, I've been to Newquay so many times before, I'd forgotten how run down it is. And then how out of place we look, you know. Being a snob and all of that. Because it is pretty grim, you know. And then trying to find somewhere to eat, and it's kind of like, you know, it's kebab shops or fish and chips, you know. And then we went into, actually thought, right, okay, we bite the bullet. Lucas wanted, he wanted fish and chips. I think he did actually. So okay, we get that. And it's like, right, no, there's a 20 minute wait before I can take your order. And it's just like, okay, this is a Mickey take. So we ended up going to a kebab shop. And I got a vegetable kebab, which is literally vegetables over a skewer with chili sauce. And it was just like, oh, this is so grim. You know, it's like, oh, this is meant to be a holiday and something, you know, enjoyment and looking forward to the food. And this just isn't that, you know. It really isn't that. So I had said to Lucas, like, this is the last time we're eating badly on this holiday. It's like, we're supposed to be on holiday enjoying ourselves, and this is kind of just stodge. He was happy with his doner meat. I think, you know, he's a 13-year-old boy, so I think he probably would be. But, and it was just, there was no sort of, this is the first day of the holidays, right? So schools, I'm pretty sure, up and down the country broke up yesterday. So here we are. And everything is sort of starting to, you know, the buzz of the summer holidays started to build up, and everywhere we were sort of driving around, they were kind of setting up stuff, right? And which is great. So you can sort of see the excitement starting to raise. And, you know, Monday will be the first day of the official holidays and stuff where all the children are off school. But there was no sort of atmosphere of excitement of people being on holiday at all. I didn't see any of that. And we're kind of walking through, and there's lots of very lobster-esque people milling around. And even Lucas said, you know, this is not the kind of place we really want to be after dark. And I think he was right. With the fact that there was an England game playing tonight as well, it kind of made me think this has the potential to be a volatile situation. So I'd rather not. And I did feel uncomfortable, I'm not going to lie, I did. And also didn't feel particularly comfortable with my 13-year-old son either. So I think we wanted to sort of have a wander down into the seafront after, but then we decided, no, let's just jump in the car and come home. We'll come back to the tent. And at that point, we hadn't really sort of made an assessment as to whether or what the campsite might be like or what our neighbours would be like. And they just seemed like quite nice young people, you know, away on a holiday, getting ready to soak up the sun and drink beer as you would do when you're young anyway. So that's kind of not the holiday we have. So tomorrow we've got the theme park. So if you are, sorry, there's a lovely little dog just come to say hello. So I'm going to pause it. I'm going to say hello. Right. Sorry for that pause there. This beautiful little dog just came up to me to say hello. So update, I text the owners of the site just to say that we're feeling a bit out of place, and not to say, you know, I don't think this site is for us and all of that nonsense. But he just texts back and said they're all leaving in the morning. So even though I've booked us a spot at Land's End, and Lucas is probably quite excited to go, so clearly you're not going to get a refund. But I don't know now, because I was kind of had my heart set on going, although I kind of think maybe I should see how I feel in the morning. I kind of think I'm not going to get a refund anyway, so we might as well just stick to the plan. Because actually I wanted to ride the camel trail. Anything that basically doesn't, it's going to cost me more money because it's going to be another 40 quid for the campsite. Anyway, right, so that's by the by. So we'll see how we do tonight. So if, so I've built this new website, campaigntosavethehumans.blog. And the whole point of that really was that it has sort of different branches of all of the adventures I do. So if you're listening to the Spotify or Apple podcast, you won't know about the website. Some of you will only know about the website and you won't know about Spotify and the Apple, but that's fine. But there will be a blog because I've started writing it and I'm updating it along the way and as we go. But for now, I'm just grateful that you're listening to the podcast. So for this first episode, I'm going to keep it down to whatever this is now, 11 minutes, hopefully. Which means I've got to stop talking. I've just realised I can see the sea. What an absolute donut. I've been staring at this beautiful, picturesque valley, and all I had to do was turn to my right and I can see the sea, and I've not even noticed that. Oh, what a donut. Yeah. Right, so that's anyway, right. And that's how lovely this campsite is. It's a spectacular view. The other thing, actually, I really wanted to point out was when we got here and were setting up, it was roasting, right? And I looked at the Met Office app that I have on my phone and it said 20 degrees. I just thought, that is not 20 degrees. I don't care. Okay, that's like 29 or something. It was crazy, crazy hot. Like every time I moved, I just sweated, you know. So as it turns out, I think we looked on the site and it took the mean from all the other sites and it literally said like 29 degrees. So it was crazy hot here. So we didn't bring the paddleboard. We were going to bring the paddleboard, but I kind of chose not to because I didn't think it would actually, the heat would pick up enough to use it. And well, I mean, I'm hoping that we're going to get weather like we've had over the past, or today, and not weather like we've had over the past, or like what's predicted. So if the Met Office says it's 20 degrees and they actually mean 29, I'll take that because that's absolutely fine. Right, so now these young'uns are off walking. I can go back to the site where we are, and I don't know, some dude is hiding. I don't know what site he's on, but okay, so we're not the only ones stuck in the middle of another group. Okay, so that's good to know. Right, so quick tour of the site, right? There's three showers, three toilets, and it's all kind of very nice, right? There's also a outdoor shower for surfers and whatnot. And then they just bench out of a surfboard. Okay, and then there's like three sinks. And then they have like a central spot where you can wash up, right? So there's like where you wash up, just because I was washing my hands. It's a central spot where you can barbecue and cook and stuff, because you're not meant to cook by your tent, okay? Which is fine, I suppose. That would make sense. And there's a sausage. He's a big one as well. He's a big lad. So I'm gonna have to pause, and I might get to say hello. He was very excited anyway. So it's making me miss Milo all the more now. Right. So now coming to the end of episode one, I think it's a good opportunity to say thank you very much for tuning in and having a listen. And I will speak to you tomorrow on the next one.